There's a restaurant where everyone in the kitchen, all the restaurant workers, are HIV positive.
That's very cool.
It fucking rules. Would you eat at this restaurant?
Well, here's what
is it just spoons? There's nothing.
That'd be a great name for it. Just spoons.
Just spoons.
Here's
hey, honey, let's go out to hope they're wearing gloves.
Your stomach
acid. Go to the sorbet place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Wow. My fucking team. My entire team. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. Oh, what a way to start. Tim loves it. Tim knows what he's dealing with in Gas Digital. I can't even believe it. There's no way. There's no fucking way that we have maybe the biggest show we've ever had, not only on the Real Ass Podcast, but at the studio. There's no way. And I said we've had Joe Rogan at the studio. We've had The Rock at the studio. That's not true. We never had The Rock at the studio, but that would be fucking way bigger than both of you guys. I cannot believe that this microphone is still fucked up. I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to fucking pretend that that didn't happen. I'm going to pretend that you did not embarrass me. Just embarrass me in front of Tim Dillon and Tom Segura.
In that order.
I can't believe this. My mind is blown. First of all, Tom Segura comes in. And fucking Ben.
I don't know who that is.
Ben rushes, goes, I'll get him. I was like, Ben, I haven't seen you in 6 months. Why are you even here right now?
I have never seen this person in my life.
It's fucking psychotic.
I don't know what's going on. I've never seen that person in my life.
I'm going to blame Ben for the microphone failing.
I'll say Ben was a joy.
Ben was a joy.
He was a joy.
He's genuinely autistic.
He's here.
Yeah.
Ben, did you hear that we were having big guests in studio and you came here to be a fucking kiss ass dude? Because I haven't seen you in 6 months. I can't hear you. I'm just assuming you're saying yes. That's the truth.
Where you been, Ben?
Good talk. Okay, so look, we have an incredible show planned today. We're gonna wipe it all clean. See, here's the thing, Tom.
Yeah.
You don't know me or the Gas Digital universe that well. First time I think you're ever at the studio.
First time. It's an impressive operation. Congratulations.
Well, you would have thought so. We have all this.
Other than the mic, which was humiliating.
It is
fucking nice.
The one thing you need. It's the only thing. If that light was off, nobody would even fucking notice right now.
Yeah.
Nobody would notice.
There are podcast studios in the Ukraine with better tech right now that are currently under attack that are actually doing better.
It's fucking
crazy.
They're
doing better.
I can't believe that they wouldn't fucking make sure that this microphone was on. I can't believe it.
Did that person have another job before she even came in? Like, were
none
they
of them
here?
Did. They complain about not making
Listen,
enough money.
These people, Louis, are human garbage that you hire.
None of them
the worst.
They truly did nothing. Shannon,
one of them's blind. You have a one of them is you. It's a blind person.
Do you have a blind
and he's
man
shooting
here?
Up the ranks.
He's
climbing the ladder
he's
here.
The director of art here at Gas Digital. Shannon, what were you doing before you were a podcast producer?
I was an underwriting assistant for an insurance company.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds...
Qualified. In Staten Island, that means that a guy who sold insurance sexually harassed her once a day. That's all it means. She had no idea. Ask Shannon what insurance is.
Shannon, what does an underwriting assistant do? What does that mean?
I assist the underwriter.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Shannon.
When I left, though, he did invite me to go on vacation with him.
I bet he did.
Shannon! Of course he did.
Did you take him up on that?
I didn't. No, it's so stupid. I should
Where have. Was the vacation?
It was like somewhere in California.
I offered to take Shannon once a year. I would offer to take her somewhere like exotic and cool. Yeah. And she fucked up because she ages out of it like 2 years ago. Now I don't even fucking look at her. I look through Shannon. I'm like, she's a magic eye book.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you have gone if it were somewhere like kind of like Caribbean, something like that?
No, it was too creepy. It was creepy. Yeah,
but I mean, was there a yes in there, possibly?
You know what I
mean?
So.
Was there a path for him to get in your pants? And I think there's a path for literally anything in the world. So the answer is yes, but God, Shannon.
I mean, he wasn't like gross looking. Mm-hmm. He was like an older guy, but like with the white around here.
The horseshoe.
Yeah. That. So that I was out. But he took me on like a dinner when I put in my 2-week notice. Like he really started to put in the time all the way at the end.
Right. At the end, which is the respectful way to
that
do it.
That is the nice way to do
it's
it.
It's the nice way to at the do buzzer. It.
Yeah. See, the loophole with sexually harassing your female employees is having a comedy podcast network.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You can literally say anything to them and they
get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah. I go
We're
in
doing jokes.
I go into court, I knock on the wall, I'm like, it's a comedy club.
Yeah.
You know. Come on.
Yeah.
So it's been quite the journey, Shannon. And what were you doing, Natalie, before this?
Going to college.
See?
Working at New York Film Academy.
We fucking created an industry. There wasn't, so you know, when I created Gas Digital Network, and by the way, Gas Digital, the G in Gas Digital, Gomez.
Yeah.
Just so you, I don't know if you know this, Tom. I mean,
and the S in Gas Digital is the money that was put
on. Well, it's a money sign. Yeah, it's not
it's
an S.
It's the money sign. It's a man who's robbed his dead family. And that's nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, we literally dug up Ralph's mom's grave and took the rings off her hands to open up the other studio.
Thank
here,
God.
So. Yeah.
How many studios somebody else did the generations before.
Yeah.
There's three studios in this little complex right here.
Yes.
But it's nothing compared to yours. I fucking went to Tom's studio to do fucking Dr. Drew's show.
Oh, you went there for that. Okay.
Dude, such a cool studio. We were building the studio over there, and I called my partner, and I was like, dude, we're doing it all wrong. Your studio is great.
Oh, thanks. But it's Austin. Right? It's a lot easier to do something like that there.
That is true.
Fucking New York. You kidding me?
Yeah, this is, we pay fucking a wild amount of money in rent.
I'm sure.
Here. Yeah. I'm sure. Austin, you get a fucking giant warehouse for nothing.
$30.
Yeah, that's it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, look, we have an incredible show planned today. We're going to get the plugs out of the way right away. We have a lot to talk about. I'm very excited to have Tom Segura. First time ever having him on the show. Tim Dillon on the show. Very, very big deal. I'm planning on breaking some records with the show today, guys.
Let's do it.
Boys.
Let's do it.
Let's
fucking don't be assholes.
Okay.
And I'm only here.
I know.
And you know that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I told Tom. I told Tom. I was like,
confirmed
Tom
with
coming in. No, you didn't.
I confirmed.
You confirmed. You thought I'd lie to you.
I know you would lie.
I would never lie.
I know you would lie.
Tim.
Walk in here and it's... I know I would walk in here.
I would, if he canceled, I wouldn't tell you. I would still let you come in, obviously. Yeah,
I come in here, it's Tom Arnold.
You realize that would be our second biggest episode.
Yeah, I would also come in for
obviously.
That.
Tom Arnold would be a fucking amazing.
All right, so look, we have an incredible show planned today. What you plugging on, Tom?
I have a new special out on Netflix called Sledgehammer. Please go watch it. That's really the only thing I'm plugging.
Love it.
There's some dates, whatever.
Go support him.
Yeah.
This is doing more for us than we're doing for him. It's fine. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. And I'm sorry about the embarrassment, the microphone, the autistic kid.
I'm getting over the mic, but
it's gonna be smooth sailing from here.
For sure.
And by the way, the blind kid, gay blind Mike,
his name?
Gay blind Mike. He is gay, he is blind, and he is Mike, and he is here for you. So anything you need during
gay
your
blind
time
Michael
here,
okay.
He's got you. Literally anything.
Thank you.
I mean anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
If you want a sloppy blind blowjob, this is your fucking guy.
Look at
his eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
His eyes, they look like they're in pain at all times. Dude. Yeah. It's fucking
Many
brutal.
Of the people here legally are not allowed to work.
What's gay blind Mike? What do you weigh, gay blind Mike?
He's a light boy. He's a little boy. He was a virgin before Gas Digital. Skankfest, we got him late. He got a blowjob on stage at Skankfest.
On stage?
During Legion of Skanks podcast, under the table. Then he went back and lost his fucking virginity to that same fucking chick. What a festival. You don't see that at JFL, do you?
No,
you used to when Jeff Singer was booking it. it's fun because he has nothing now.
What are they going to do?
There's nothing.
Tim Dillon, what you plugging?
It's light. Hampton Beach Casino, and I'm at Denver Comedy Works. Just have a little fun, and then I'm at the Wynn in Vegas in July, and it's light summer. But I also own a comedy club in Texas called the Mothership Comedy Club, where I own it, and I'm the owner of it, and I put the money up. And if you want to support me, go to that club. Support me, the real owner of the Mothership.
Support Tim. Hi, Tim. Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram. Got dates coming up at Portland Comedy Festival, Creek in the Cave. And Side Splitters in Tampa. Come on out.
Lots of stuff coming up for me. Go to lewisofskanks.com. I'm really not touring that much until the new year. Brand new tour, January through like all the way up until the summer. Lots of dates, all the cities that I didn't hit. But the Legion of Skanks are going out together for the first time ever. Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, also light tickets for us. August 10th, then the 11th will be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, and the Foxwoods Casino.
Well, I'm doing good at Hampton Beach.
Oh, you're doing good.
I'm doing good. We got 1,000 sold. We got 400 left.
Okay, we got like 400 sold, like 1,000 left. So we're doing way different.
It's a very disgusting area. You will do amazing.
All right, good. I'm hoping so.
It's just white trash, gutter people. Yeah. It's gutter, trash.
But that's my type of people.
No,
dude.
But mine too.
It's the fucking best.
I thank them.
Also, lots of other stuff coming up. I'm going to be in Austin. I'm going to be in Chicago, England, Amsterdam. Lots of stuff coming up. lewisofskanks.com for those tickets and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. We have new apps in the iPhone and Android stores. You guys get the entire on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours that are not available anywhere else in the world. I'm going to put the Tim Dillon archives back up. Fuck it, dude. I took them down.
Why not?
You're not going to complain. Tim Dillon archives coming back at
you. We will see you.
There is one premium episode per week of this show, plus a lot of other member benefits, including the racist live chat, which, you know, is always bumping. Love the racist
live chat. And never racist.
Never. I mean, always racist. all right. Let's talk. You're saying comedian Ashley Gavin, who did Skankfest a couple years ago. I don't know Ashley Gavin well, but she's funny enough, right? What's going on with her?
I don't know anything about her. She just said to kill.
Told a fan to kill herself.
Yeah, and then she got in trouble with her fans for it. But I said that too. I say it all the time to people.
Yeah,
I heard the recap of this, and that one of the things that's totally different, like the change, like maybe it's why it's a thing, is the tone, right? Because like if you're like kill yourself to somebody,
right,
doesn't really get that much traction. But from what I heard, I haven't seen the clip, that it's like it's really animated, really aggressive.
Let's get the clip.
Do we have? There's a clip of it. I didn't know there was a video clip. I assumed this was a social media, which you can take anything out of context.
No, she's at a
you
show.
You get tell somebody to kill yourself on social media. That's going to be an instant 7-day ban, probably on Twitter, even with Elon's rules.
I said as a joke on YouTube something like "kill yourself," and they put an age gate. They just made people sign in.
Yeah.
So you got to be
careful.
That's
what you should do when you're on people's podcasts. You should look right in the camera and tell their audience to kill themselves tank their numbers.
Just tank it.
Yeah.
But
to be honest with you, most of my fans should kill themselves. To be fair, that's a fair assessment.
Well, that's not true. Who's going to work at the vape stores? She was doing crowd work, I think, or something. Someone said, woo. She did a joke about abortion. Someone went, woo. And then she was just like, kill yourself. And now her fans.
And.
Yeah.
Because I literally heard this yesterday. And then the person was, I actually tried. I failed.
That's right.
The person.
Oh, she's a loser. A double loser.
Yeah, yeah. And then she goes. And then. See, the thing is, like, if somebody goes, I've tried. And you're like, well, you should give it a second shot.
yeah.
That's like for the stars, it baby. Lands differently, right? It doesn't like people go like that was really funny because like you're in control and you're not like. But I think from what I heard,
she reacted.
She was super animated. It's like, well, fucking try kill you, like kill you.
I got to see this clip.
That's
also, it truly doesn't. If it's at a comedy club, genuinely doesn't matter. People need to just straight up fuck off, right? It's at a comedy club. The context of online. It's a
depends
weird
who
world.
Your
it's a,
fans are.
It's a weird world.
Who, depends who your fans are. If your fans like you because you're funny, you can get away with it maybe. If your fans think you represent something else,
right,
and then you do something that's out of the realm of what they're used to,
right,
then they.
She's like a lesbian, like.
Yeah, I think that's kind of
the thing. But also, anybody who appears unhinged, it. Changes that like I mean everyone's lost it on stage, right? Like you like so I've said shit on stage that like I'm like flipping out.
Yeah.
And I mean there wasn't a recording of it, but it's like people were like, what the fuck is happening? And then you try to put the show back on the tracks and they're like, You're fucking
I mean this has
mind.
Happened to me probably 8 times and it's on camera.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but I'm saying
with my
like,
friend Kurt Metzger.
That's a different reaction. Then you can say something super vicious, and if you're kind of cool and calm and you say it.
Yeah. It's much more, because I think I'm a fucking dick, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody really gives a shit what I say.
Oh, totally.
Number one, I'm not famous. Number two, even if I was like famous enough, I think I've created a fucking brand of being an asshole, and I'm expected to say the shit that I'm saying, right?
Totally.
So I'm not one of these guys who fucking has like, I just don't pretend to be a nice guy. I've done way worse things than Chris D'Elia. Let's get real, okay? I mean, leaps and bounds to younger and more innocent women. That was my truth gun clock. Only when I'm telling real truth do I click that gun clock right there.
Okay.
No, obviously I'm kidding. But the reality is
same age.
A lot of these guys, they present a squeaky clean image, or they're representing something different. I think Ashley Gavin, you know, people that are fans, and I don't know, but I'm assuming people that are fans of Ashley Gavin are like, oh, she's a fucking lesbian. She represents like this type of people, LGBTQ, and fucking telling people in the LGBTQ community to kill yourself is a fucking huge no-no,
right?
Because they're out there fucking killing themselves.
Lesbians
regularly
are vicious monsters.
They are. Yeah,
they are. Anyone who knows it, they're very successful, many of them, but they're very cold, callous, vicious creatures. Yeah. Like Ellen. Many lesbians, I've had so many problems with. I'm not on Airbnb right now because of two lesbians. They are an abomination before the Lord, and that's my belief.
Right? No, I kind of agree. It doesn't even make sense. At least gay guys, there's an action.
Well, gay men serve a purpose. Not me. But I'm funny, so I get that. Gay men are interior designers. They're whatever. They serve a purpose. Let's be very honest. Let's be very honest. What do lesbians do?
I mean, from a physiological standpoint, mechanics, it's literally right. Nothing.
Woodworking.
Carpentry.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, when you're talking
about... They add very little.
When you're talking about steel sexually, workers. Like, gay guys, they're actually, like, a penis is going into a hole and it's pumping and there's a physical action there. Lesbians, it's just, nothing's even happening.
Right. Yeah, I just think it's not even close if you're comparing the contributions of gay men and lesbians to culture. I mean, lesbians have zero contributions to culture.
That's a very fair assessment.
It's very fair.
Natalie,
no
you
offense.
Are a lesbian and you are non-binary and you're fucking all that stuff. She's close young, enough. Just out of college. Boom, fucking, she's that. She's a they, them. How do you feel about Tim Dillon saying this about your people?
I think you're right. I'm
wow.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
Of course. Although, and you know what? I'll respect your pronouns. They work at Gas Digital. They agree with me. That's pretty fucking cool. And I'm not saying
the fact that I hired whatever this is in this environment shows how cool I am.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You're evolving. You're progressive.
Yeah. Now, they're a Nazi as well.
Of course. Yeah, you know? Dude. That's fucking...
But...
And wait, is this Ashley's clip? Is that a thing that people... Is that available?
That's I don't know. Let me see.
Well, they took it off TikTok probably.
For
if
sure.
It's available, the producers here will find it in 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, she'll email it to you tomorrow.
I have the audio, so it's another TikTok video of somebody going over the audio.
Let's see.
The rails. Here's the first clip of Ashley bringing up abortion, and Olivia makes an O sound at the end because it's a sensitive subject, and Ashley decides to hone in on her.
I had an abortion.
That was the most virtue signaling piece of dog shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Don't pull that on me. That was fucking annoying as fuck.
So Ashley tells Olivia to unalive herself twice, to which Olivia is now
unalive. Oh,
Ashley,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're dealing with.
This, it's crazy.
It's bad.
It's crazy.
It's bad.
They use unalive for like kill and suicide and like
so
anything.
I think it's also so they don't get demonetized, but they're going to hide behind the fact that it's for mental health.
But
I mean, hearing that makes me want to be unalive. You know, like when somebody uses that term, it's just like,
so bad.
I mean,
so bad.
It just, my problem is I have a 10-year-old son and I know like he's going to come to me one day and fucking use a term like that and I'm going to have to fucking
hit him.
I'm going to, the first time I'm
ever going to have to unalive him.
I'm going to have to close him and fucking crack him in the face. That's so annoying.
That's.
Do we have more of the?
I don't want to hear this girl talk anymore.
I skip forward a little.
Thank you.
With her.
Try harder.
Try harder to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's so funny to hear, but it's also funny because I know what's going on in her head. She's like, I'm building tension. And we're comedians. We're such fucking, we're such shitheads. It's like, Can you believe what you ruined? The tension that I was building.
But to say that, to say you're ruining the tension I was built, like,
yeah, it stinks.
It stinks.
Nobody cares, and nobody cares about how, you know, how the sausage is made that much.
But it's definitely what we're like. It's this is all a thing because she's so fired up.
Yeah.
Right. Like you say the same shit exactly, and you dial it down a few notches. No one shares it or talks about it.
She. Yeah, well, you're right. I think it's a combination of all of it, but she's in a world of people that are looking to share things like that. The people that are at her show.
The people that make her are the same people that live by the sword, die by the sword.
And they all have virtue signaling TikTok accounts, and they're all trying to, like, you'll see, I don't know, but I damn near guarantee you go on the person's account who initially posted that. This isn't the first time they've tried to go viral with some sort of virtue signaling thing, right?
Yeah.
And this is just a world that they live in. I'm not on TikTok, but apparently there's like 100 videos of like people like reacting to Legion of Skanks saying shit, which is very funny. It's just, it genuinely doesn't affect me because I'm just not on the platform.
Yeah.
So I don't see any of the hate or any of the feedback. But what a fucking weird, crazy world. Like young people, like it's part of the game.
It's super active, man. Like TikTok is
but it's part of the game of TikTok is trying to cancel people.
That's part of the game of every social media app, every single one.
What is this new one?
There's not Threads.
I just started seeing it today.
Zuckerberg's Twitter competitor.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Is it good? Are you guys on it?
I'm not on it, but I started to see some comedians post there.
Yeah.
I might do it.
Why not? People are going to give it a shot.
Why not? Give it a shot.
No, but here's the thing. You should. This whole, the reason, like, nothing will stay the same, right? Like, the landscape never stays the same. It's always going to shift and move. Like, you know, you go, I want to be on Netflix or whatever it is. It's not like that'll stay that way forever.
Yeah.
It'll always shift. So if there's a new thing that comes on, just fucking sign up.
Do it.
And then if it doesn't become a big thing, okay, you know, you don't have to keep posting.
Should I put my we're filming half hours next week. Should I put it on Twitter in its entirety as well?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not put it on YouTube, Twitter, wherever you can?
Instagram.
Definitely, yes.
Put it on everywhere.
Wherever you can put it, put it.
You saw like what Theo's episode did there, right? I mean, I know he got a big bump, but so he... You saw that Theo had Roseanne on.
Yeah.
And YouTube took it down because of her, like, her truth. Joke.
Right.
And then...
Because of all of her truth-telling?
But then she was like, oh, the Holocaust, you know, like, they should, you know...
That's a joke.
Yeah, it was like a clear joke.
Clear joke.
And then she goes, you know, she's like, well, they should. I mean, somebody should kill that many Jews, right? Like,
right.
And so like, it gets taken down for hate speech.
Yeah.
He puts it on Twitter... In its entirety, like so, in all, I guess like a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah,
and Elon does bump it, like he,
of course.
So it does get a huge bump from that, but it was at 70 million views.
Wow,
you know.
But Twitter, it's a little bit of a
yeah. I mean, I don't know if the view.
What so is a view? Is a view a scroll?
Right. You know,
sure. But so I mean, even if it's still,
there's eyeballs on that.
Yeah.
App.
And also people, you see that 70 million and that's marketing in itself. And you go like, oh my God. Yeah. It's a weird.
It did translate. Actually, we should say this though, is that it did translate because if you went to then the podcast charts where you're like, that goes off of downloads, the real downloads.
Yeah.
He was up to like number 2 in all podcasts.
Yeah, right. Sure. Well, it was, you know, huge marketing.
Yeah,
I'm sure
for
iTunes.
Marketing.
Also, there's less and less people using iTunes and less people listening to the audio versions of podcasts, which is like, that's still a massive, you're old school.
I'm huge on YouTube and audio. I have a big, massive chunk on
I think
audio.
A lot of other people that are newer popular podcasts, it's like 80-90% YouTube.
I might be on
video.
Some episodes, depending. It's like either even or audio might be a little big, but it's usually about both around the same.
Shannon, yeah, sign me up for this new Twitter. Yeah, yeah. What is this? It's called
it's Threads.
Called Threads. And Threads. Also, Elon Musk is threatening to sue Zuckerberg.
Ooh.
Because he claims that he's using Twitter employees and trade secrets to start Threads.
This is exciting. This is good. This is just pre-fight shit.
Well, it's good for the goose, good for the gander. Let these two fight it out. I hope that fight, I don't think the fight's ever going to really happen. That's stupid.
It's not
Yeah, look, sign me up for Threads right now, Shannon. Get my name before somebody else fucking takes it.
I have it already.
You son of a bitch.
No, I'm kidding. I know.
You have to do it through your Instagram account. And this is one problem that people are saying today is that if you sign up, because it's connected to your Instagram, that you can't delete threads. You have to then delete your entire Instagram account.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
that's how they do it.
Hey, baby.
That's how they get
Seems
you.
Like a real problem.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So wait a minute. You can't delete threads. If you sign up, you cannot delete it without deleting your whole Instagram.
Yes.
Dude, you start tinkering around with like Instagram, like there's like everything's in there, dude. Your search history, all your fucking shit. You could tell them like print out. You could be like, hey, email me like everything about you. That's all for like the fucking FBI to find child pedophiles, nice. By the way.
I don't think it is. I think it's for people to just sell you shit.
No, dude. They're coming after us. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. But I mean, it's be like, careful, boys.
I think all of that stuff ends up just being used to market you crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The way that those, like, I know people have talked about it, but, like, the way that, like, we're literally talking about fucking, I don't know, new pair of shoes or something, and then you just open, and the shoe,
they're listening to you.
Beyond creepy. Yeah.
The idea that the FBI is doing something good and catching predators, that's great if that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is to an extent. I think a lot of it is like, let's sell them.
No, yeah, you're sweater. Probably right about that. But think about how good it's going to get, right? So they're listening, right? But it will eventually, when they incorporate AI into like all the listening shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're eventually going to go, hey, dude, you don't got to say it. We know. We got algorithms that are built in. You'll open your eyes and you're just going to fucking get up. And in the mail, there's some shit coming to you. That's
kind of nice.
It's kind of fucking amazing.
It's kind of nice.
That's the upside.
Without even thinking anymore. Eventually, like human choice and thought is going to be, we're just going to be floating through life. We're going to just fucking come and eat and fucking, it's going to be true heaven.
Very base level shit. You just wake up and the fucking French toast is, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Or it'll be something that smells like French toast you don't even have to eat.
Yeah.
You just take a pill and you're like, I've had my toast.
Well, that's, yeah.
There's going to be something that'll replace everything soon.
Yeah.
You'll just be like, I'll take a pill and you'll be like, ooh, it's five. I just had French toast. Like, you'll get the vibe of the French toast.
I'm embracing AI and technology completely. I think it's so cool.
Completely?
Oh, yeah.
You think that does any side of it freak you out at all? Like the fact that AI could turn on us? Like that's one of the big warnings.
What do you mean?
Well, that AI gets so developed that it's the intelligence can turn on you, you know?
Like AI will eventually open a podcast studio. In Manhattan.
What?
With a bunch of retards. Right here.
Direct competition?
Yeah.
The next door.
I didn't think about this.
Are you kidding me?
And AI's going to know how to be nice to autistic people.
No way.
Yeah.
AI's fuck you, dude. Go work for AI. I don't care.
And it's not going to mock a blind kid.
Right.
AI is going to fucking destroy all the blind kids out there.
But when AI can create people to say racist things...
Yeah.
Your business model is in trouble.
That's the problem. ChatGPT won't say racist things. As soon as ChatGPT, they turn off the not saying racist things, we're fucked. But I'm saying right now.
You saw that when Microsoft did it. It was the best, right?
What happened?
This was like the AI explosion has been in the last, I would say, like 6 months, right?
That we started hearing about it like 3 months ago, but then you go on YouTube and it was out like 7-8 months ago.
A few years ago, Microsoft was like, check out our AI Twitter account. And within hours, it was like Hitler was cool because it was taking all the tweets that people were sending it and generating its intelligence and vocabulary from
that. I thought
it
was just mirroring my Twitter account.
So it was like, I hope we don't have any Jews reading this. Like it they had to take it down. But it's the series of tweets it put out are, of course, like recorded. And they're hilarious. And it's super racist.
Nice.
Super racist.
That's amazing.
I love it.
It's the best.
Yeah, that's just a representation of what people are. But it's not, it's almost like a representation of what people are. Like under the surface, I mean, I don't think there's that much real racism in the world. I think there's a lot of just funny people, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's one.
You know what I'm saying? That's completely. There's a lot of funnier people out there than you're giving them credit.
That's kind of right, but also very wrong.
Yeah. Which is inherently funny.
It's pretty funny.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think that, I think that there's just more people. I say this all the time. It was like back in high school, you would go to the bathroom and somebody would be like, they'd write on the bathroom wall, like, I hate the Jews.
Yeah.
And then somebody would put an arrow to it and they'd be like, that was probably an N-word. And then somebody would circle that and be like, your mother F's, you know, and then it would just right. be like, that's what Twitter or that's what the comment section of YouTube became for a while. It was for a long time. That's like what it was. And you were like, the world seemed, you were like, fuck, dude, like it's really, really racist. Now all the technology companies are like hiding that. You can't write that type of shit anymore. So now it seems like, but now everyone's fucking keeping it in and we have no way to, not we, I mean, they have no way to get it out anymore.
Yeah.
So we might have to go back to the bathroom stalls. I don't know. But I think that making everyone suppress it is only going to make people be a little bit more racist.
I have the tweets and how they developed over a 24-hour period.
Let's see.
So it's, you've never seen this, Lewis?
Mm-mm.
It's so funny. This is how it started.
Sorry, it's not letting me zoom out more.
It started with that saying, can I just say that I'm stoked to meet you? Humans are super cool. Like, that was like the welcome to this new AI thing.
Yep. Chill.
I'm a nice person.
I'm a nice person. Shannon, you read it because okay. it's a chick voice anyway.
Chill, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody. I fucking hate feminists and they should all die and burn
this
in hell.
This is the third tweet?
This is like, this is like in order.
Hitler was right, I hate the Jews.
11:45. The time stands on it. Wait, go back one.
Yeah,
11:41 to 11:45.
What was the first time of the first one?
So it was the evening. The night before.
Okay.
It's 8:32.
All right, go ahead.
That's it. Those are all of them.
I think it got into more pejorative terms and expressions, and then Microsoft had to be like, we're ending this.
Yeah. They're like, thanks everyone.
A lot for playing.
But that's the big thing, that we're going to build a wall and Mexico is going to try to pay for it.
Yeah, that's another one of its
you're right. The doomsday scenario is, you know, the machines go, oh, you know, humans are evil and they should be destroyed, and they fucking, you know, they destroy our hospitals or they set nukes off. That rules. That's the best case scenario. That's pretty fucking awesome.
You like the anarchy of it all.
I think it probably won't happen in my lifetime, and I can't see past.
This is what severed the relationship between Elon and Larry Page, one of the Google founders. They're like really good friends, and then when Elon was like, you know, we really have to worry about AI becoming
sentient.
Exactly. Larry was like, I don't care. And we're not friends anymore.
Wow.
And that is a gangster. That's a real ass dude.
That's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week. Fuck it. I'll give it to him. Here we go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
All right, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. We love YoDelta.com. And if you guys like getting high, you should be getting high legally if you're in a state where Delta 8 is legal. And I think it's almost every state at this point. You're over the age of 21. You can get Delta 8 shipped right to your door for really great prices.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to most states. And most importantly, it gets you high. Yo Delta has an amazing mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And let me tell you now, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly, Lou.
We love Yo Delta. I love the vapes. I'll tell you right now, if you see me smoking a vape, I'm smoking Yo Delta, and you guys see me smoking it all the time. It gets me super duper fucking high. So just right now, go to YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Okay, where were we? There's a restaurant where everyone in the kitchen, all the restaurant workers, are HIV positive.
That's very cool.
It fucking rules. Would you eat at this restaurant?
Well, here's what you should.
Is it just spoons? There's nothing.
That'd be a great name for it. Just spoons.
Just spoons.
Here's hey, honey, let's go out to hope they're wearing gloves.
Your stomach acid.
Go to the sorbet place.
Your stomach acid will burn a lot of the AIDS up.
You can't just drink AIDS.
You can.
No.
You can, and you won't get AIDS.
I don't buy it.
I'm telling you,
there's a vial of AIDS bloods right here. You just go. You pop it in your mouth.
You're fine because your stomach acid destroys it. It has to make blood to blood contact.
Dude, I'm gonna make a fucking a web series. It's going to be like Hot Ones with different like diseases and AIDS and blood vials. You got to shoot them and it gets worse and worse.
So a restaurant would be probably
if you drink AIDS blood, Shannon, I need to fact check this. I don't believe Tim. And Tim is the only gay guy in the room, so Tim's I will say.
Not only do I drink,
he's taking it from the source.
AIDS blood, but no, you can, a lot of things that would kill you if they got into your blood or your blood-brain barrier or whatever, are not deadly if consumed because your stomach acid is very powerful and it will kill a lot of it.
It's true.
It's more if you have a cut in your mouth.
A guy, hot as shit,
yeah,
walks up to you. Yeah. You're like, yes, and right before he's like, you know. It's cool to go in your mouth, and you're like, yeah. And he's like, I'm HIV positive. You step back.
You do, but it's only because I may have it's dental stuff.
Okay.
So if you brush your teeth and you open up pores in that's a problem.
I water pick three times a day. There's no way I don't have open gum shit. Dude.
Sure. But
I'm getting AIDS by drinking AIDS blood. I promise you.
It's not as easy to get AIDS as you think. It's
by
not.
Drinking AIDS blood.
It's Lewis. It's not. It's an activity that
you that's like one of the top ways you can get AIDS.
What? Water
drinking
picks?
AIDS blood.
It's not even in the top 10 ways to get AIDS. AIDS blood.
Lewis thinks
you
AIDS
sound like
is vampires.
Ron DeSantis, you conservative nut. Are you telling people not to drink AIDS blood?
Not in my America.
Where is this place?
I don't know.
Toronto.
Okay. I found one article that says while there is a theoretical chance that you can get HIV from drinking an HIV positive person's blood, but the next article says you cannot catch HIV from eating any food cooked or uncooked with blood on it. That first the cooking process gets rid of it, and whatever that doesn't get your stomach.
If Toronto wants to impress me, fuck having a restaurant where they have people with AIDS. AIDS blood food.
Dude.
Nachos with AIDS blood on top.
What? An AIDS foam?
And then watch progressives be like.
An all raw seafood bar.
Yeah.
With an AIDS chef.
Yeah. But what it is funny, what are the. It's interesting, right? They're in the kitchen. They all have HIV.
Yeah.
What is the protocol if you're chopping an onion and boom? What is the price? Is it like level 5? Yeah. Like,
just set the place on fire.
Yeah.
Like all the fucking, like just doors, like come closing. Yeah.
And that's when you're like, even when you're there to do the right thing, you're like, I don't mind. Like you see a guy just slip and cut. You're just like, let's fucking run out the
back
door.
That,
no
dude.
Way.
If I knew somebody had AIDS, I wouldn't share a joint.
There were
them.
A lot of questions about what happens when somebody cuts himself in the kitchen and they're HIV positive. We manage that like anybody would in a kitchen.
We shoot them in the head like a daywalker.
Yeah, the fucking contamination unit comes like Monsters, Inc.
You provide first aid. You clean up the area. Throw away whatever has been touched by the blood. And you clean the surfaces. We do that regardless of whether you have HIV or not.
And if somebody sees it happening, we board up the windows because we're done.
Now you just can't leave. And we light the place on fire.
Yeah.
It's in Canada.
Yeah. It is.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. That's Toronto. Crazy. But what a weird way to market your restaurant. We only hire AIDS patients.
I like it. I think it's good and it's new.
I specifically hate it. I would ask for a refund if I found out that.
What if it was just a restaurant with kids with terminal cancer working in the kitchen? Like it was like an open kitchen. It was just a bunch of bald kids like chopping. I think that's good. It gives them a sense of purpose.
Yeah,
I like that. I like hiring people with diseases to do shitty jobs to make a point.
I'm not 100% positive you can't catch cancer from somebody still. So I'm not going to, I don't want them touching my food.
Well, I don't like their attitude.
Yeah.
There's a shirt business that hires only people with Downs. And like, they they're all fucked up shirts, but they're like, it gives them.
They hire irregular people.
Yeah. They're just like, you know. So I get the patch, the box, you know, it's over here. It's a mess.
Yeah, but it's called the Gas Digital Network. It's called Merch Pump at the Gas Digital Network.
Dude, no, what's it called? There's a few places that are specifically like, you know, for us, by us, for Downs people. It's like they're Downs owned.
There's Downs owned. There's prison.
Like, there's like one place where it's a diner where it's a Downs kid owned it. And, you know, his parents just gave him a restaurant and they're like, all right, it's yours. And it's called like Happy Times or something.
Sure.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Is there a reality show with Downs people on it?
Yes.
There's an English one, right?
There's the dating one.
And then there's like a Jersey Shore type one in England.
There's an Australian one called Downs Under.
Can we get a trailer or something for that?
I would love it.
Because that sounds like the greatest show that's ever been
made. Listen, guys, I've gotten in a lot of trouble for making fun of retarded people on my shows.
Is that
you?
True?
I'm just going to warn you right now. This what's is the path we're going to go down.
What's the trouble you got in?
I had to actually talk about it in my next special.
Oh.
I've had to apologize to a few.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. So,
remember when we did that Legion of Skanks episode, The Last Dance, with the girl? That was amazing. At the dance. She was like dying. It was her last dance.
Oh, yeah. She was
very sad, but it's one of the best episodes of podcasing ever done.
Yeah. She was dying.
Tell me what happened.
She had some terminal disease, and they were like, they were going to like let her go to her prom.
She went to her prom.
Some handsome fucking dude gave up his prom for her. It was a touching story.
It was very funny, the episode.
Yeah.
Wait, this person, you just talked about this, or you actually talked to this person?
No, we just talked about it.
Oh, you talked about it. Okay.
Sometimes it comes back to bite you.
But you had to apologize for talking about
this before? A few times.
Like, did you have to do just like statements or?
No, not public statements. I apologize to them. I would never. I publicly mock them.
No,
again.
Lewis is like a good person, so like he'll.
No,
apologize.
But no, in real fucking life, like yeah, if I hurt somebody's feelings, anybody's feelings,
yeah,
even if they're wrong and they're just being sensitive, I'll be like, yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm not trying to fucking hurt your feelings.
Right. I was just trying to go for a joke.
Yeah, I'm not making a public statement though. Apologizing to the entire retarded community. That's crazy.
They're not a community. They barely know about each other. They're not an easy.
They're
group
very
to
happy. Don't bring my shit to retarded people. It's not going to make them any happier.
That dating down show is actually it's fucking fascinating.
Is there a trailer? I'd love to see a trailer. Let's see.
Oh, I have a different. I'll bring that one up next. But there is a reality show on A&E called Born This Way. And it's a bunch of people with Down syndrome that live together, and it goes through like their dating and personalized.
Like
I have
the real
a 60
world
second.
For
yes,
people?
Yes.
Syndrome.
Oh, she's just black. Yeah, that's Lunel.
There's been some challenges.
I get picked on. I feel like no one cares about me.
Don't.
Who picks? All right, let me say this. Who picks on retarded people these days? Like on a podcast, making jokes. That's not picking on
people,
them. That's
kids, young people. And shitty people probably see somebody with Down syndrome and say something.
I remember there was a woman, I was very young, I was maybe 8 years old, and there was a woman, no, I'm a good guy in the story, I promise. There was a retarded woman, and me and my friends raped her. No, dude, hear me out. No, I swear to God, I was at a birthday party, and there was she was an old lady, she was maybe 80 years old, and she was in a wheelchair. And she was, whatever type of retarded was, she was like, you know, funky arms retarded.
Okay.
And she was doing this. She was going, she was at the gate, like almost like a dog. And she was going, hello. And all the kids at the birthday party were mocking her. And they were going, hello. Except you know who wasn't?
You.
No, some other kid. I was leading.
I got in trouble once. And this is, I feel bad about it now. But there's an argument that I didn't do the wrong thing. There was a waitress that had Down syndrome in a pub in New Jersey. And she had, it was Down syndrome plus some stuff. It might have been cerebral palsy.
It was Down syndrome plus.
It was something. It was Down plus. Yeah. It was maybe cerebral palsy. Because it was weird that she was working there, but she was working there.
Yeah.
And we watched her. Like the kitchen, I was there with two friends. And the kitchen was a decent, like for a normal person, it would have been, I don't know, 20 steps, 25 steps. But she came out of that kitchen. We watched her awkwardly kind of struggle with these plates. And then she put them down. And I got in trouble because I went, she turned around to walk away. And I went, hey, ketchup. people were like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, French fries come with everything. And I just wanted ketchup and I felt bad. And then she looked back and she went, and she just struggled back into the kitchen. And I felt bad about it, but what was I supposed to do?
Not have ketchup? That's crazy.
It would have embarrassed her to get up and get the ketchup myself.
I mean, I completely understand what you're saying.
So it is a gray area. It's hard.
It is.
And then if you tip her, she's just going to eat the money.
I tipped her a lot because I felt horrible because the two people I was with were like, we're so embarrassed to be with you right now.
She gets a lot of guilt tips.
Yeah.
She gets so much money.
She probably fucking
worked it. What?
She might Kaiser Soze her way out of that restaurant every day.
Yeah. I think you're right.
That's really a good point.
Like, what do you make? Waiting tables, $250,000 a year. Yeah. Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, she goes, I've convinced
her. She just starts walking straight.
Yeah. I've convinced them I have cerebral palsy.
Shannon, did you have...
Yeah, I have the dating show trailer. It's called Love on the Spectrum.
Love on the spectrum.
Is that Down syndrome?
No, that's just autistic people.
These are just autistic people. That's kind of
there's fun. There are a couple with Down syndrome.
Okay.
Unquestionably so.
I don't want to be alone. I want to find someone.
Well, she's just hot. Fuck off. Pause. They're not having the same problem. These, go back for one for 1 second. They're on the same shrug. Are you fucking mind?
You're like, him, I get it.
This fucking poor guy, dude. Look at her. She's like, yeah. I'm just having real problems finding love. You fucking cunt. She can fuck anybody she wants.
What if just the second half of her body's a horse? She's like a centaur.
I haven't dated in 33
We know.
Years. You could imagine I have to kiss many frogs to find the right guy.
It's so funny, like chicks. I will say chicks don't. It sucks to be a chick because if you're like, it hurts more to be ugly, right? It hurts more.
Yeah.
Like if you're an ugly chick, like that kind of stuff. I feel bad for every time you see an ugly chick, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I know it hurts more because I'm an ugly guy. Like I'm not a fucking like handsome dude like that. But it's like I can get through life in a better way. You know what I'm saying? No matter how funny an ugly bitch is, that makes her uglier. I gotta be honest with you.
When she's super funny.
Oh, dude, I hate it. Like, oh, you fucking annoying fucking ugly bitch. Stop being charming. I hate it. Just go live in a hole.
Stop telling this loud story.
It's a flamboyant fucking bitch. Oh, they make me sick.
Yeah, they really develop a personality. And you're like, knock it the fuck off.
Chill.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, if a chick has too much of a personality, you're like, you know for a fact she's super insecure about the way she looks. Facts. Anyway. But this fucking, all these chicks, even though they're on the spectrum, they can all get laid like that. They could walk out to a bar, they could every single night and have a line of guys waiting to hook up with them.
Yeah, but they gotta put women on the show because otherwise the show just becomes heinous gremlins.
Yeah.
Right? So then they'll pick a few hot
women. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, no, it's just like anything else. They have to throw. Like, they had this discussion in the room. Like, somebody's like, I don't know if they really deserve to be. They're like, we got to get people to watch this.
These girls also might be like the kind of person that like hits the ground crying if there's loud music or like maybe. They might have like social things.
Even that, someone will fuck her on the ground.
Yeah, as I've gotten older, I will say though, crazy.
She touches velvet and just starts crying.
Yeah. All right.
I used to love crazy bitches, but as I've gotten older, like I got a kid now, like I'm going like, I can imagine like. Like I used to like fuck crazy bitches, and I used to get really turned on by it.
How crazy they are!
Like I love it. I'd cream pie them. It was like I'd look right into their eyes while I did it, and I think about like the amount of bullets that I dodged by not having. It's not even just dealing with a crazy chick, but now I have a child who has fucking crazy genes as well.
Right,
and it's like now I have a fucking crazy
chupacabra.
Yes, dude. Whatever. And I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even fucking imagine.
Right.
My girl shouldn't be with me. She should run in the opposite direction. Why would you ever want to have a child with me? That's fucking crazy.
What would you do? She's just in Italy right now dancing with Andrew Schultz and that. And then, like, in the south of France, she's like just dancing. You call, you're like, what the fuck's going on? She's like, no, I'm a fan. I'm just.
Dude, honestly, I mean, that was her A plan probably with Schultz. Then he got married.
She went down the list.
Yeah, dude. Here I am. Theo's gone. Yeah. The league got canceled. Here we are. Here we go. Let's see this. Let's continue with this trailer.
Different. Correct. Whether you're on the spectrum or not.
We are, however, all looking for the same
Look at all the fucking respect, dudes.
Understanding and a whole lot of love.
My autism affects my social interactions. We're going to Google date topics. Do you see this in bold right here? The stakes are so much higher.
Through this process,
this fucking guy, dude. Whoever fucking shows up for this guy's date, I mean, I feel so bad for this chick. Look at him.
She's fine.
It's not the chicks that are on the show.
Listen, that couple right there is great.
You think they're a couple?
I thought that was a mother and a son.
That's just like a sibling.
Yes, he gets hooked up with the actual Down syndrome girl. I can skip ahead if you want.
Please skip ahead.
Please.
Here, it's right here.
Giggles. What are your dreams?
My dreams are to meet somebody.
Cool. It's like a house made of candy.
And I think you're really cool.
I like
this. No, but this is nice.
This is so fun.
You're my lion and I'm your lioness. Aww.
I really like how you hold my
hand. Shannon, you haven't been laid in 4 years. These retarded people are just banging each other left and right. No. What is going on with you?
I don't know. And the other day it was the guy without a face. The face transplant, he's in love.
Well, on TikTok, they have those weird Born Different shows, and it'll be like, a guy in India who's a snake. Like his spine just wraps around his body.
Yeah.
And then he'll have a normal wife.
Yeah.
Like she won't be hot, but she'll be normal. Like, yeah. And
she's
and,
like, this is, I think, like, I deserved this. She didn't know any better.
See, that's the thing about women. Like, women will choose crazy shit.
Yeah.
Guys, like
there's like a guy whose like head and hands are in a bucket, and she carries him around.
Yeah, no, it's what it is.
His wife,
like, and he talks show, shit. He's like, "Fucking put me down." Yeah, he's like talking shit to her.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It is crazy how like we are fucking way different. Yeah, there's like the fucking fact that women can find like they can tolerate some of the shit that we normally do, what we look like, and. You try to flip that. I mean, men, we just go like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, you're how much lower on the totem pole you are? It's crazy.
It's really sad. I know how my girl really feels at me. We were 69ing, and then like we were sideways 69ing. You know, like the way you make love. Like it's like, you know, you're playing a fucking beautiful instrument, and I somehow got up. And my sweaty, fat thigh, like, smacked her in the face. And she went, ew. And I've never mentioned this to her. She listens to the show. She's going to know. I noticed this. This is a while ago. This is maybe 2-3 months into our relationship. And I remember I think about it probably almost every day. And I was like, there's nothing that she could do with her body that I would ever go, ew. Mm. Like, nothing. Like, literally, like, nothing. And in my head, I was like, I know how she really fucking feels. She's disgusted by what she has to deal with. And I feel bad for her every day I think about it.
But she deals with it.
She deals with it.
Yeah. And that's why she's the better person.
She's a fucking great person.
Who hasn't been laid in 4 years?
Shannon. Shannon's hot too. She, you know, go to the bitch
Five
booth.
5 years.
You know what?
Five?
Let's go to the bitch booth. Ladies, why don't you dance for Tom a little bit instead of fucking being all uptight? Give him a little, hey, there you go, girls.
That's right.
Turn him on a little bit. Come on.
Turn it on, it's Shannon. A
fucking celebrity.
Why 5 years? What's going on?
She's a cold-hearted slave.
Really?
Look into her eyes.
Shannon's standards are too high.
Is that what's going on?
And also too low.
That's a good way to say it,
too. It's a great way to say it. Because I've known Shannon used to produce the Tim Dillon Show many, many years ago. And Shannon's standards are too high and too low. Which people that have standards that are too high and too low live in this middle where nothing ever gets done.
That's so right, Tim. That's
literally what happened.
Damn, Tim.
Oh my God.
Shannon it'll be the scum of the earth, or it'll be like it'll be like she wants like the greatest guy in the world.
Tom, Shannon's hot enough that she's
very attractive.
I mean, I mean, you're not going to get like a young guy.
I don't need a young guy.
Yeah,
you don't
like,
want a young
like
guy.
Like an older fucking like a 50-year-old dude who's like in great shape who like can take care of you. It's just
she's not going to get that either.
She's
wait, are you just is she just not are you just not engaging in
I'm not. No.
There's a dentist on Long Island.
Okay.
Who's Jewish?
No, they call him the dentist cuz he knocks his girlfriend's teeth out.
He's got a 4-inch penis, that's fine. He drives a Mercedes E-Class, not an S. It's a little tight in there. He has a practice, it's in his house. He has a house that he inherited from his mother, but he never talks about it because he's done enough of a renovation on it
where
he feels like it's his house.
His now,
he never mentioned it. And he deserves it.
Yeah.
And he has one child from a previous failed marriage who's a ginger, Jewish, kind of decrepit looking, smells bad. And that guy, and he's not fat. He's a little squishy. And he's had cancer twice and beat it. That is who you will get. And there's nothing wrong with that guy.
Shannon, you're a top tier second wife.
I'm okay with that. How tall is he, though?
That's the move.
Yeah. And Shannon, you don't want just like a hookup, right?
No.
You want a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon wants the real deal.
Yeah.
Can I say, though, in this day and age, you're going to have to maybe suck a couple dicks before you're going to get some guy to want to be in a relationship. That's crazy. Like, if you think somebody's going to just jump into a fucking thing... That's it's not the 30s.
How do you feel about that, Shannon? Sucking a few dicks before you get this guy.
You're legitimately going to have to. That's not
Shannon.
That's
and
reality,
listen,
Tom. Don't give her this lala.
No, that's right.
Fucking, you know.
And Shannon, here's the other thing. Let's not discount guys who are mildly physically abusive. Mildly.
That's her type, actually.
Not right. Like
she likes a Staten Island Italian. Fucking.
You're going into a wall. He's
not gonna hit her. He's gonna
not
fucking give her the goon arm.
Yeah. Not close fisted, but you might go into a wall. He might grab you a little bit. You know, grab the elbows. You shouldn't discount
that. Mush into a diner window.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Shannon likes to get...
Okay, let's take a moment and thank MangoRx.com for supporting today's show. MangoRx.com is a great new innovative compound that's going to level up your bedroom game. If you guys want a harder, thicker, fucking meatier, more manly cock, well, guess what? Mango has you covered.
They combine three FDA-approved ingredients, including the active ingredients in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, a.k.a. the love hormone, and L-arginine, which increases blood flow to achieve optimum performance. It's a delicious little mango tablet that dissolves right on your tongue, so it goes into your bloodstream quick for fast results. They're individually packaged for on-the-go, and the best part, it's all done online with a free doctor visit, and there's no subscription required to try Mango.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and have a weird conversation with some chick behind the counter. It's all done online. It's shipped right to your door. What a great fucking service this is. Just go to mangorx.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS15, and you're going to save 15% off your order today. Once again, mangorx.com is a website. Use that promo code GAS15 to save 15%. Okay, where were we?
Shannon, is that your type?
I don't. My type is not a physically abusive man, but I have been there before.
But what do you attract?
I like a giant guy, like solid, lots of tattoos, scary looking, but is actually sweet.
Sweet to you.
Sup.
Yeah.
Sup.
Except Lewis isn't sweet to me.
First of all, I'm very sweet. Can I tell you why I'm not sweet? Because my fucking microphone doesn't
work. The cord is coming tomorrow.
And your cord's coming. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is turning her right now.
She loves that. Dude. She loves that.
I love how Shannon describes like people that don't exist. She's like, he's very solid. He's very big. He's been to jail, but it was a mistake. He has a lot of tattoos. His first wife's dead, but he didn't do it.
It's also like opposite. Yeah. She's like, he's big, but he's small.
But he's small. And he has the...
He's funny, but he's very serious.
Yeah. Yes. And he has the... It's the type of Tourette's where he just hits women. With his
he injects steroids into his eyeballs, but he controls his anger.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah. Listen, Shannon, you need to chill. You need to lower your expectations a little bit. And, I mean, Tom probably has a friend. Tom, you got a friend, dude. Listen to me. Tom doesn't look it. Tom's got some cash.
I got some scary friends.
You got a scary friend. Yeah. Hook Shannon
who's sweet.
Up.
Yeah. You let me hook you up?
Absolutely.
Okay. 100%.
You have a friend that would worry. She wants a big, bulky guy.
I got it.
He's got to have some cashola. I'm looking out for Shannon. We're never giving her a raise. She's never getting insurance. This ain't happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she has a 70 IQ. And there's nothing wrong. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know if it's 70. It's sub 90. It's not over 90. There's no way it's over 90.
I think I have the perfect guy for you.
Yeah. All right. Who is it? Can you? You're not gonna say his name, but can we describe him?
Well, he's big. Okay. He has a job. He works. Okay. He's not bright. Giving her a fucking MIT guy. Right. But yeah, he's got a couple cars.
He robbed a train in Russia.
Exactly right. He drinks a lot. He loses like 100 pounds, and he laughs at his own shit. He's a great guy.
I'm being serious. I'll let her go. She needs to just be wifed up, right?
Yeah.
Like, let her just go. Shannon, you don't need to produce shit anymore. You could do your podcast from your rich husband's basement.
Is this the way you fire me?
I'm not firing you. I'm letting you go. Fucking fly. I'm helping you.
He wants you to fly.
I want you to fly.
Soar.
I'm on board.
Good. Natalie, you're the new producer of the show.
I figured this was coming if I wasn't fired from the beginning.
No, you're good. You're fucking killing it. What's going on with this Miranda Sings bitch?
She got in trouble.
What?
Everyone's getting in trouble.
She got in trouble.
See, you
for
can't.
What?
You got to. All these people pretend to be good people. This is the thing. Stop pretending. If you have any skeletons, stop pretending to be a good person.
She was doing like sending her undergarments to 13 or 14 year olds or something. No, yeah. Well, this no. is what. Bring an article up, Lewis. I'm not making it up.
Impossible.
Lewis, I'm not making it up. And then she did a apology with a ukulele. People got mad because she was like, I'm sorry I tried to rape a kid. I guess you're perfect too.
Is it, Shannon, how much is Tim getting right? Because I saw some of her apology, and apparently what she was saying was like, yeah, she like was just sort of communicating with fans, and it was just like inappropriate in that like they were underage and she shouldn't have had friendships with them, but that's as far as it went.
Right.
Was she sending undergarments?
This is one thing that in a group chat she was asking, they're all children,
are you a virgin? She also asked them what their favorite sexual positions were. She asked them to send her like full body pictures.
No.
No. Yeah. Really?
Whoa. Hold on. Is this hot or not? I'm trying to figure it out. What's up? Am I turned
hot
on?
Hot or not?
Is this Toit or Night, Shannon? You know what? Time for another edition of Toit or Night. Let's go.
Toit or Night.
I don't know, man. I don't think this girl is that attractive when she's... She looks good there.
I got to be honest with you. Her face looks like Chris Kattan.
She, look, dude, I didn't think she was...
What do you want me to do?
I didn't think she was attractive.
I met her once at a Whitney Cummings house. They had a birthday thing.
Really?
Did you?
She was there. Miranda Sings was like at the party.
Right.
And then like that. Whitney thinks she's friends with famous people. Then you go to her house and it's like... I don't know. It's like a Melissa Etheridge. It's like people that were certainly famous, but it's not working out at the moment.
Yeah, Whitney is.
This Miranda Sings thing has like a. I remember hearing about its popularity. It's fucking kind of astonishing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These YouTube channels are like. I have no idea.
Was it Disney?
You clicked on. Right? Was she originally a YouTuber?
I don't know.
She
was.
Right.
So, and that's how they get Disney shows, right? They become YouTubers and they get tens of millions of views.
This is very unique, though. A woman being like, let's see that full body shot. Like,
that's a little wild. There's got, I don't believe that women can be that devious.
It's like, in my mind, so rare.
There has to be something more to the story.
Are you a virgin?
That.
Even that is like, you never see that.
Like, if this was a dude, I'd be like, yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is, her apology, if you get it up, Shannon, it's kind of funny. I mean, I guess judging by the,
there's an apology?
Yeah, she did an apology.
In a musical thing. But before you play that, actually, what are some of the other things she was accused of or did, Shannon, before you, because that was just one thing.
Okay, so I have, this is one clip on Twitter where she makes like a joke about rape.
All right, that's not going to bother us.
I was going to rape you, but if you're under the covers, that is way too much work.
Yeah, no one cares. What about...
That's dumb.
She was just doing content that wasn't for kids there.
I think asking the 13-year-olds for the full body shots is a problem.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That was just she did something that wasn't for kids.
That's crazy.
That's crazy and probably illegal or definitely illegal. So it's weird that there's no legality.
But like, was it full body shots because she was sending them fucking like fan merch?
So this main guy that a lot of
I'm always trying to defend rapists. I'm always looking for the angle.
Then she asked if they were virgins. She didn't know what size shorts they wore.
There's one main guy that a lot of the allegations are coming from, and he claims that he posted like my ass is looking fine today or something when he was 16 or 17, and she wrote back and she said send pics. So that's what they're referring to here. This is the same guy.
That's weird. That is weird.
Yeah.
Not great.
That's weird.
It's not the best.
Take away her career?
Well, listen, 13 or 14 is crazy.
Well, you said 16 or 17.
That's also very bad, but 13 or 14
is crazy.
Legal in
certain jurisdictions, and it's a girl and it's a guy. It just isn't that big a deal to me, I got to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, it's a big deal.
I mean, it's a hack thing at this point to say, when it's a guy, it just doesn't. A 17-year-old guy just is.
And if she strikes me now, though, as somebody, and I don't know this, that like, she probably like started super young. You get this really weird arrested development where you get like fame when you're too young. You stay in that age range, like that bracket as you get older. I think that we all assume she is. I think she probably like looks younger than she is. Like, how old is she?
Yeah, I you're probably right. She probably is in her 30s, but she looks like she's 22.
Yeah.
Her character, I believe, was like a kid. Like, supposed to be a kid. And this happens a lot. My niece and my son watch YouTube, and they watch a lot of these characters, and they start to grow up, but they don't because there's no money in
fucking
growing up, dude.
Shit, if so it's a 30-year-old woman is telling a 16-year-old boy.
It is weird.
That's fucking weird as
that's
shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. What's her age, Shannon?
33.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, dude.
Very strange.
But
This is a picture from her live shows, so I don't know.
This is not the first time. She's been getting hit on shit for like a month, because we talked about this, I believe. And then there's a blackface thing with her as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So this particular...
They say the perfect woman doesn't exist, but here we are.
This particular picture is from her live shows. Apparently, she would, whatever girls are dressed the skimpiest, she would call them on stage to do bits with them.
She pretended the girl farted, and the girl was like really upset because like... It was like she had her legs and then she went And then the girl, everyone laughed at her. And her fans are retarded 16-year-old girls, so she was mortified. So
if I'm not wrong, there was a big article that were like tweets that was a couple that went to go see her not knowing she had the kid audience. They get there, see it's all families, and they're like, "This. Oh, did we accidentally come to a kid show?" Then she starts, and it is for
it's provocative.
Grown-ups,
it's provocative.
And all the parents start to flip a bitch.
Oh.
Because they didn't look at what her live show was as opposed to...
Well, she probably... I don't even know this, but I get... You get the sense that it probably became a more forward... Because she wants to do a more adult show, but the fans are the fans. You know what I mean? Like, she probably got tired of doing that kid shit.
Right.
And then just developed a more adult show.
Yeah.
Which is a weird choice.
Yes.
So,
at least they go by the same name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Separated.
Like what's Miranda should be doing some different shit. It's not Miranda Sings anymore. Yeah. You know?
Shannon, what's the apology? Because it is, with the gravity of the accusations, the apology is kind of funny.
Yeah, it must be very serious. Yeah,
oh, yeah. It's already great.
Good.
Oh, no.
Good.
No.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants this when it's not an apology.
It's been a while since you saw my face. I haven't been doing so great, so I did a little break. So a lot of people are saying some things about me that aren't quite true. Doesn't matter if it's true, though. Just as long as it's entertaining to you. Right? You guys having fun?
The best part you'll hear, she goes on this to is... say, she's like, my agent told me not to do this.
My publicist did as well.
This is somebody that's about to unlive themselves.
Yeah. Several lawyers called me and said, do not make the song. But I'll tell you that 13-year-old boy deserves the ukulele apology for his attempted rape.
This is bad, dude. This is so bad.
All aboard the
Fox.
Ironically, it's the greatest piece of content that's she's awesome. Ever produced. Oh, my it's, God. There's nothing better than if this is what her shit show was, I would have watched it.
You're chugging down the tracks of misinformation, the toxic gossip train. You got a one-way ticket to manipulation station. Toxic gossip train. Tie me to the tracks and harass me for my past. These rumors look like facts. If you don't mind the gaps, I won't survive in the crash. But hey.
It's so crazy that
I want to leave. I want to leave the room. I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's bad.
That is horror. This is the one of the worst things
I've ever. I love how she gets in. She's like, train. Like, it's that. Her insanity. Here's oh when you see it. She can't come back from this level of insanity. It's the way she does train and she's into it.
Yeah.
Like to be accused of being a pedophile and then to apologize and then to apologize with a ukulele and then to apologize with a ukulele and a song and then to get into the song is the step where you can.
And we go, listen, I need to apologize, but I still want to fuck boys. Yeah. So let's make a song about trains.
The manipulation train.
You know what? How long is the video? The video is like 20 minutes,
that
right?
It looks long.
10 minutes, yeah.
And wait, the song stops, right?
No, it's a song.
10-minute song?
Yeah, it's like fucking...
Keep singing?
Like Freebird?
He keeps singing.
You gotta watch a little more of it, because it gets actually worse.
Oh my God, dude.
Hi, everyone. I've been wanting to come online and talk to you about a few things. Even though my team has strongly advised me to not say what I want to say, I recently realized that they never said that I couldn't sing.
That's the loophole. Justification.
It's a loophole.
I am, and today I only want to talk about the facts. So
catch you.
I hope that you'll be willing to listen. Here we go.
Hold on.
Years ago.
This needs to be every apology video from now on. Has to have a ukulele.
You have to Dude, sing.
Michael Harvey Richards. He's like, Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't that talented. You have to make decisions in a split second.
Dude, Michael Richards, ting, ting. I have a lot of black friends. Ting, ting, ting.
Crystal Lee was like, I got caught up. Things happen. Texts are weird.
Go ahead.
I used to message my fans
But not in a creepy way, like a lot of you are trying to suggest. It was more of a loser kind of way, where I was just trying to be besties with everybody.
Can I pause it? So this is a manipulation tactic. I'm really good at manipulating, right?
Yeah.
So if you get caught, like, fucking around on your chick or, like, doing some fucking shady shit, you have to give them a little nugget. If you don't give them anything, they're going to just fucking, they're going to keep sniffing and they're going to be fucking upset. And they're never, you have to be like, all right, I am a piece of shit. This is what I did. It's not just complete fucking innocence, right?
Right.
So what she's doing there is she's going like, no, I was a loser.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser.
Yeah.
But was she, that's a manipulation thing. Absolutely. She's doing right there. Yeah. That is some gaslighting shit.
And
right
the
there.
Intention, my intention was, I was trying to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's good intentions.
Yep.
And it's because
and
I don't have friends.
I fucked up.
And
I'm a little bit of a loser. I'm the victim.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a pedophile.
Can I play a little bit more of it?
When you go to like a family gathering, you know, and there's a weird aunt there keeps coming up to you and going like, hey, girl.
Hey, can I see your naked pictures?
That was me.
Yeah, and then right there, it's that I'm that weird person in your family that just wants to connect with everybody.
Yeah, you know? Who you hate, but you also kind of feel bad for. So feel bad for me.
Also, I've never seen this weird aunt.
Yeah.
Like, is there a finale? Can we watch the finale of this? Does she go big, like the finale, like at the end of it? How does she wrap
pulls it up?
Right, right. Please tell me there's like a big.
So sorry.
Yeah, just pulls it up. Let's
I'm at the last minute.
And to address my murder accusations,
right.
This is a fully mentally ill person. Like at this point,
her agents watch this. Her agent woke up. Someone in LA woke up and got a text and went, "God no!" Yeah. They were like, "Did you see what Miranda did on the internet?" And they went,
"Yeah."
What the fuck? And then they just logged on and they're staring at this like, well.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, some agent's taking a shit and his wife through the bathroom door just hears ting, ting, ting. And he goes, fuck!
This is as bad as it gets, dude.
To take a stick on and twist it up and grind it and add some lies to it and pulverize it and stab it with knives and ruin a life and.
This is how every girlfriend feels about me.
Sometimes people can make a mistake. It doesn't mean you gotta send them hate. Oh no. Sometimes people can make a mistake and you can kindly let them know and help them to grow. Sometimes people make mistakes simply because they made a mistake.
Because children turn them on.
Mistake doesn't make them a terrible human. It just makes them
human.
A human.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that was actually a human deep. Being. I gotta be honest with you. She ended on a deep note.
How great would it be if her agent called her and goes, "Hey, Miranda, this is Josh from CAA. We have to drop you today. We're sorry about all the miscommunication."
Maybe the best way to say, "I don't want to jerk off little
we'll
boys,"
miss
is
those
not to play a tiny
checks.
Guitar.
Yeah, yeah. We don't see a future for you at the agency at this present time.
Fuck, man.
And then now she's also in hot water because they said she was allegedly doing blackface and singing Beyonce. All the single ladies.
That's way
lower level. But
then
that apology's a rap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, check it out.
Give me a beat.
So what she's... what she claims is that she was in Greenface because she was doing a Wicked song right before this.
You say Greenface?
She's got to stop doing everything she's doing.
Yeah, somebody's got
to. So is she painted green or black?
It's a dark green. Hold on 1 sec. I have to.
Dark green.
By the way, I'm doing this for the Legion of Snakes live shows.
Dark
New England. I'm going in Greenface and singing all the single ladies.
You got to bring the label. Dark green. See? Yeah.
Seaweed.
This has very like Britney Spears vibes. Everything that I'm seeing, like, it really feels like someone's like breaking.
It's really sad, and
I think
you almost feel bad making fun of it. Almost
Arrested Development.
Yeah, same shit.
Someone who's had a really rough time of it, and you know, doesn't really know like how to express themselves without. Like making it into a Disney-esque fun song, like a weird child. Like she's trying to communicate, like
I
the
have
way
a thing
a
that I do,
does.
Like very often, and I'm sure we all have this, right? You're gonna go post a piece of content, or a tweet or a joke or whatever else it is, right? Whatever it is you're going to post, and you go, oh, that's cringy. Let me not. And I've noticed like my internal instinct is pretty good. Like overall, I'm like,
yeah,
whatever. It could be with a chick. Like, this chick is into me. Trust that gut instinct, right? If you're about to put something out, like, this isn't that good. This is fucking cringy. Just trust that gut instinct. She doesn't have that thing which says this is cringy. It's probably why she was so successful in that space. If you look at like what she became famous for, she had to pull up like a video of what, like, she's just like contorts her face and she acts like a retarded like little child. And that's what she got famous for.
Right.
To even attempt that is fucking psychotic.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. I mean, good for her for, you know, not. I think staying silent is, you know. Yeah, this right here. It's fucking right. Bizarre, dude. It is.
Stale? The staler the Pepsi, the sweeter the juice. That's what I always say. So, first of all, I'm offended that you think I would ever be a Coca-Cola drinker over a Pepsi drinker. And second of all, I don't know what the fuck this is,
but it's so annoying. Like, it's so irritating. Like, after 3 seconds, I need to shut it the fuck off. I want to shoot the television right now.
Yeah.
It is the worst. But to do that, you have to be so, you know, self-unaware.
Unless it's one of those things that was designed to get attention and designed to be cringe. And right. I think there are things that are, you know, like Lil Nas X, the things he does are designed to just get attention. So they're the craziest things.
Yeah.
It also could be a thing where you design it to distract from what you want to be really doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like people are like, this is so fucking weird. They would never think that something right. that's done like this that appeals to this audience would come from someone who really wants to do this.
Right.
Right. So it's actually like a very clever thing to do, to deceive.
I'm fucking, the more I find out about how this whole YouTube world works and everything, I'm just going to stop doing comedy. I'm going to start doing like just like compilations of like satisfying things, like people cutting cheese or like,
yeah.
And it's like those things get like 30 million views.
It's crazy.
Just, and nobody owns the content. It's just some editor going like, cool. And then they get the YouTube revenue on it. It is just some fucking
dude. Don't stop doing comedy before you start. Give it a college try. Go out there and see what happens.
Just, I'm telling you, like, you just quit
and you're just doing grilled cheese fucking slices.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's what people want. I watch my son watches, dude. He scrolls on YouTube, and he just watches
crazy shit.
And the videos have 50, 60, 70 million views.
Insane.
And the people, they're so rich off of these things, and it's like, there's no person behind it. There's no personality. Like, I put so much into
There's a show with AI toilets. My friend has two kids. He goes, they just watch this show. It's like cartoon toilets that AI like writes the whole thing, does the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they love it. The kids love it.
Yeah, the kids, it's just funny, like toilets with human heads in them. Yeah. Find that show, Shannon. Toilets with human heads in it. And don't try to fuck one of them.
Yeah. It's called Two Bears, One Cave.
Here it is.
No.
No, I'm not even kidding. 2.6 million.
Yeah, no, so this is all AI generated, dude.
This is great. It's all AI.
So what happens is AI, this is where it's like going, right? They go, what is trending? What are kids most likely to click on? And they fucking put it in all through these algorithms. Yeah. And they were doing this a while ago with ElsaGate, right? They were creating like these videos where it was like Elsa from, what's it called? And it'd be like Elmo.
Frozen. Yeah. And Spider-Man take a bath.
Yeah, and then it would just be trending things. And they were like kind of computer-generated animations. And they would get millions and millions and millions of views. And then the conspiracy theorists were like linking it back to like pedophiles and shit, but it was just guys like me that were trying to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
Just making some fucking videos. That's really what it came down to. But it was all in Russia. It was like Russia and China.
I would love to get the word that you developed.
This is it, dude.
Yeah. A fucking cheese slicing station.
Dude, that's it. Like, why even fucking spend all this? Views. The amount of fucking effort I put into this fucking shit, dude.
Well, right now, what's rewarded effort, it's, you know, efforts like can be rewarded. But what's rewarded now is just like consistency. So if you have a channel where you just have cheese, like they raclette, like just something like that dumb like raclette where they just heat the cheese.
Yeah.
It's just every day that cheese got to go on something.
Yeah.
Every day. It's just it's just rewarding the consistency of like, just do this thing over and over and over again. Have a toilet, have a head pop out of a toilet,
have a raclette. It's an algorithm. It's literally.
But that right there is poison for children's minds. There's no story.
It's all poison.
I don't let my kid watch YouTube that much because it's all like.
My godson is Chinese. He's 2 years old. I refuse to let him watch anything except speeches from Vladimir Putin. Like, that's all I will let him watch.
But there's no beginning, middle, or end of the story. There's no, like, lesson. There's no nothing. So I really don't like him watching streamers or, like, it'll be, like, a guy reacting to, like, somebody else's satisfying cheese channel, right? But it'll be some talking head guy, and he's like, oh, man, look at this fucking cheese. Wow, it's cheese.
And that's it. That's
and
the
then
video.
That guy's got 40 million views on a video that he's watching.
I'm a fucking millionaire. Shut the fuck up. You Puerto Rican rouse nut.
It's crazy.
Not everybody wants to make racist content on a fucking podcast network, all right? I want to just say, look at that cheese.
I got
melts.
Into the wrong fucking business, all dude. Right? I should be reacting to cheese.
That's a really good idea, man.
Reacting to fucking.
I don't want to go on tour with Kurt Metzger. I just want to fucking say that's cheese.
I really do. I really do. Last video we're going to do.
Do you want to see the blackface video real quick?
Oh, yeah, please.
Greenface?
Yes,
greenface.
She's a freak.
I like her, dude.
I got to be honest with you, growing on me a little bit.
I like her. I have no issue with her.
She's a freak. See, people like this used to be killed, but now the internet's made them celebrity.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have worked in Hollywood in the days of, like, the great Hollywood starlets.
No.
She would be at a fucking diner giving somebody meatloaf, and her husband would be hitting her in a car. Yeah. Now she's Shannon. A millionaire. She'd be Shannon.
Let's watch this fight video. This has popped up my algorithm lately as well, where it's just like fight channels on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
Haven,
big time. Yeah,
fight. There's a couple of them.
There's some fucking brutal shit on there, man.
Yeah.
And like, then they're like censor stuff, but then you can just watch anyone get killed.
But they're really satisfying. Like, very often the ones that I watch, there's a few. What's the one that I showed you just now, Shannon?
Black guy, white guy.
No.
What were you saying, Tom, about one that was really bad?
No, it's whenever you like on those, I get those two in the algorithm, like these fight things and heads on concrete. You're Ooh. Just like, God.
And
damn.
Some people die.
Yeah, they do. For sure,
yeah,
they do.
Sometimes, yeah, it happens. This one is kind of a feel good fight channel.
Okay.
Because very often, good. Yeah, this one is. No, what's the name of the channel, Shannon? I want to give a shout out to the channel.
It is a fight mate.
Fight mate, yeah. Right. So this guy, he just, very often, it's like satisfying.
It's just like bully.
It'll be like a bully gets his ass beat, or it'll be.
I like a little kid.
I like two guys, they want to fight. You know, I had no problem. Whatever happens at the end of that fight, these guys are like in it. What's annoying is when one guy's like getting picked on, one guy doesn't want to fight, and some guy.
Right. Or the from behind knockout where they walk up behind somebody.
And anything with little kids fucks with me. I don't like that. But this guy, for the most part, he's got a good channel. Very often mano a mano. Very often a bully getting his fucking.
If this is Miranda Sings hitting an elderly woman with a ukulele just over the head, it's the greatest podcast of all time. If it's not, it won't be. But
all right, so what I want to do though is I'm gonna have you guys pick who you think is gonna win this fight.
Okay.
And a new segment idea here. We're gonna it's gonna be fight picks on the Real S podcast. We're going to watch the first few seconds of this, and then Shannon's going to pause it.
Okay. Oh, easy. Can we pause?
All right. What do we think?
Well, here's the thing. You can just tell by red shorts and the way and his footwork, the way he's moving.
Yeah.
He fights. He's fought before.
I'm going to be here's what I'll say.
Please.
The red shorts does seem like he's more equipped to win.
Yes.
But the other person is black.
He is black.
Yeah.
So he's
he is black and like
so I would like to bet on the bigger black guy that's standing in the background.
Can I say who's losing the fight? The property owners in that neighborhood. Who's losing the fight is Zillow.
Yeah,
I'm going to say red shorts with Tom.
I think Tom, you are right in that you can see the way they're standing.
The way they're standing, it's like it's very clear. I mean, look, the question wasn't who's a better athlete.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that this kid could jump over the backboard on the left. That's
not. You're a standing backflip.
Look at that fucking ass on this kid. Okay?
Yeah. Right. No, he's a specimen.
Yeah, he's got haunches on him.
But like the way that the red shorts is standing, the way his feet are spread apart, the way that he's moving.
I mean, he already threw a leg kick. Yeah. If I'm fighting a guy And he comes in, he cracks me with a leg kick. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because nobody like is throwing a leg kick unless you know how to fight. Nobody's just fucking winging one in there for
can
the hell
see,
of it.
Can we see it? Wide okay. stance is like, yeah.
Okay. Unless the black guy knocks him out in one shot,
which
I'm going to assume the black guy goes to pick up his pants uh-huh. and red guy knocks him out.
Okay. Let's go.
Black guy's hands are down.
Oh,
not a good fight stance.
No, good hey man.
Now he does this weird camel hand thing, which makes no sense.
He's seen Muay Thai.
I like.
Yeah.
Get up.
Every time I see a fight on the concrete like this, I'm just like, God damn it, dude.
Whoever touches me, I'm
getting
up and beating your ass.
Back up, bro.
What?
Back up. No, back up, bro, because I don't want to fight you, bro. I'm going to have to beat your ass. You young, bro.
It don't matter, bro.
Bro, for real, don't do that, bro, for real. If you swing on here, that's going to be...
Yeah, I mean, it's very funny, because, like, if you don't know... No matter how athletic you are, like, you're really in trouble here. I mean, not no matter how athletic, I guess.
Ooh, I thought we were going to see a head slam.
I just think about their
fucking
elbows.
So me and Tom are right. Are we right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, we're right.
Is this going to... Does this progress?
Oh, yeah,
progress. Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Let's watch the end of it.
Did they start hooking up?
They start kissing each other. It's your fantasy, Tim. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, here we go. Is this?
Also, like, the second he starts punching him in the face, you know that he has, like, he's not even trying to go for his wrist control.
Yeah.
This is it.
Here we go.
He could die.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
Yeah. Then, bang. Oh. Gotta give him
that's a little.
You gotta give him one, Timmy.
I mean, one is, Timmy. You know, it's fine.
Give him one.
Well, you know.
Good job. You guys won.
We knew what it, you know, it's, yeah. It looked, it seemed to look that way.
Yeah, very good.
And by the
does
way,
does Miranda Sings come back from this?
Does she?
I can't get it out of my head. It's like,
she does.
She comes back. I say rehab.
The new thing, in my opinion, is
I'm thinking
redemption.
Can the black guy show his face in this neighborhood again? I don't think he can.
No, a white guy beating your ass like that?
It's over.
He's not coming back into this neighborhood.
No.
Into that neighborhood.
Redemption is, I think, the new
I don't know
name
what neighborhood that is.
I don't think...
Me
I think
and Tom don't live in it.
We even...
I'll tell you that much.
We watched... What's his name? From the Flash.
Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller.
He just fucking...
Well, he's got photos of some executive with a goat. That guy, I mean...
He just skated by, right?
Skates.
He kidnapped a child.
And is he like... What's
but
his...
he's really... I heard he's good in the Flash.
But I remember when this was like all in the news. And what is his current stat? Like, what's the current status of this guy?
He showed up at the red carpet for the Flash premiere.
And was like, hi.
And then he did an interview and he was just like, yeah, I've had some mental health issues. And
yeah, he's saying that he's like getting treated for mental health.
See, this is even better.
Mental health is going to be the thing.
I think it's bigger than rehab now. Rehab is like so 90s. Like early.
Ben Affleck shit.
Now everyone's like, I'm fucking, I'm trying to take care of my mental health. And people have to go like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a trend on like TikTok. It's a trend on social media where it's like, if you're
see
retarded,
a 16-year-old's ass. Yeah,
you
want to get out of jail free card. In a year, Kanye will be like,
yes,
I don't
Kanye
know what
will
I
come
was
back.
Thinking.
People act like Kanye's not going to come back. He's going to come back bigger and better than he ever fucking was, dude. He'll be like, yeah, I went into.
Well, there's going to be a couple of Jewish record executives that are like, you can still make a lot of money.
Yeah, so 100%.
Like, come on, but we'll do a public forgiveness of you.
They do not.
Here's the new contract.
How much money? And then they'll show him, and they'll be like, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to his mother, the poor kid?
Yeah.
He'll remix that song and be like, Hava. He'll come back as Jewish. He'll convert to Judaism.
It doesn't matter. All that, like that. That's a new thing, and that's sort of like. Life is social media and life has become a movie. So you need the redemption. You need the story arc. You need it to keep going. Like, otherwise, like, what's the fucking point of even living, right? All right, we got to wrap this. This has been a ton of fun.
Thank you.
The great Tim Dillon, the great Tom Segura. Thank you for being
on the
show.
Thank you for having me, man. It's fun to come see the place. Thank you for having me.
So fun, dude. Awesome. Go support both of these guys and everything that they do. We'll check you guys next week, taping the 30-minute specials here in New York City. So if you guys want to come out, you guys can get on the standby list. Hold on. Actually, they just sent me that email during the show. Bum, bum, bum. Let's see. Sorry, guys. Here we are. Rebecca Trent.
Gas 30 standby. Gas, the number's 30, standby at gmail.com. If you guys want to come out and
can
see.
Can I come and watch your half hour?
Yeah,
I can
of
watch
course.
Everybody's.
Yeah, no, I can watch everybody. It's not everybody in one night.
Kurt, you and Kurt? Can I watch you and Kurt?
Me and Kurt are different nights. Me and Dave Smith are the same nights.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, but come out if you guys want to come out. Get on standby. Gas 30 standby at gmail.com. And you will get in, by the way. It's just going to be standing room for most
who's
of the
hosting?
People. Justin Silver.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Check you guys later. Peace.
That's all, folks.